Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Amen. Welcome, welcome, everyone, on this last Sunday in June. Hallelujah. 2022. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glad to see all of you here this morning. And we give God all the glory, the honor, and the praise for each and every one of you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to have Pastor Mom, amen, to welcome everyone. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Amen. I know you're glad everybody's here, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Let's start with our Father. Our Father.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread.
And forgive us. Our trespasses,
as
we forgive us, who trespass against us, and lead us not
into temptation,
but deliver us
from evil. For God is the kingdom, the power, and the glory,
forever.
Amen.
Amen. Let's say our prayer together.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, thank you for being with us and standing by us and holding us in the hollow of thine own hand. Bless our President of the United States. Give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We praise God this morning. Let's go to our Psalm 95 at King James Version. And we'll be reading Psalm 95 verses 1 through 5. And then we'll go on to Psalm 34. verses 1 through 3. Amen. Amen. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6, and then Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you praise and glory. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Amen. God is good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Let's read. Oh, come, let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and his hands form the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Amen. And then we have Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Let's read. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we praise God for his word this morning. That's his word, which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Amen. So let's go on with our pearls to ponder. Hallelujah. In this month of June, and in our pearls to ponder, we've been looking at the Lord, his name, his character, his nature. So in the month of June, we're looking at him as the judge. Amen. He is the judge. Hallelujah. And as judge, we found out earlier that he sets the standard by which we are judged, his divine standard, his will, his way, his purpose, and his plan. And we found out that he's the judge of all the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then after that, we looked at him, hallelujah, as first the judge of all the earth. Praise God. And then we looked at him, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, in Isaiah 33 and 22, that he is judge, he is the lawgiver, he is the Lord, and he's the one who saves us. Amen. So this judge, our judge, is our Lord, and he saves us. Then last week, we looked at him as the righteous judge. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And there's so much in the Bible about the Lord being judge. So, you know, kind of take your time and go through it and see what the Bible says about that. So, we find that the Lord, and that's the scripture we're going to read this morning. We're going to look at 2 Timothy 4, 1 and verse 8. 2 Timothy 4, verse 1 and verse 8 in the King James. And it says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Hallelujah. That's part of our sermon today. Amen. Kind of a little foretaste of the sermon today, how he'll judge the quick and the dead at his appearance and his kingdom. In verse 8, henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that love his appearing. Hallelujah. Amen. So he's a judge of the quick and the dead. He's a righteous judge. He's the one with the crown of righteousness. Hallelujah. And he won't just appear to us, hallelujah, but to all them, hallelujah, that love him and love his appearing. Amen. So here's a song that I looked up and found this song. I thought it was so sweet, and it's called I Have Kept the Faith. And that's where we'll be when we finish this sanctification process and go into glorification. Amen. Let's listen.
I have fought the fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. I have kept the faith. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord the righteous judge.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And that's what we're going to be doing. Hallelujah. When we're glorified, we're going to give him eternal praise. And we can start right now giving him eternal praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go on to our declaration. I've just been hearing some really good reports about our declarations. Amen. And I'll just say to you, anytime you want to give a testimony and say what the Lord has done, amen, and not just tell me, but to share it, we're ready to listen to what the Lord has done with you with regards to these declarations. I mean, they have been a blessing to me as well. Okay, so Job 22 and 28 says, thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Amen. So we're going to go through a few of these declarations today, and I continue to encourage you to be fully engaged. I know we've said them. Amen. We've said them again and again. But still, be fully engaged in it, and because God is doing something. And he sent you here, and he hasn't released me from doing these. So, amen. So you're here, I'm here, we're here. Let's declare and decree, because some things need to be established. Hallelujah. I was talking to Pastor Price, and she may mention this at a later time, but God had her declaring and decreeing some things for years, declaring and decreeing that abortion is gone with the wind. And, you know, if you just, you know, you keep saying what God tells you to say and to put out in the atmosphere, and suddenly it's done. Suddenly it is done. Amen. So repeat after,
no weapon
formed against me shall prosper.
This is
the heritage
of the Lord.
Whatever I do
will prosper.
For I am like a tree that's planted by the stream of water. Isaiah, that's from Isaiah 54, verse 17, and Psalm 1 and verse 3. And this is my favorite one. I love them all, but this is my favorite one. Christ has redeemed me
from the curse of the law.
Therefore, I forbid any sickness or disease. To come upon my body. Every disease, germ, allergy, allergic reaction, and every virus that touches my body dies instantly in the name of Jesus. Every organ and every tissue of my body function in the perfection that God created it to function. And I forbid any malfunction
in my
body
in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. And the scriptures are Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11. Genesis 1:31 and Matthew 16:19. And, you know, I'm so glad about that declaration, because sometimes it's just malfunctions that try to happen in our body. And we don't know what it is. The doctors don't know what it is. It's just a malfunction, and stuff keep happening.
And so, you know, as we declare and decree this, you know, maybe one day you're just going to have to say, why are you by yourself? I forbid any malfunction in my body. Whatever's going on and all that it stands for, get out now and never return in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we praise God for that declaration. Hallelujah. And that, and we say it is so. It is done. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And the last one today is a repeat after me. God is on my side.
God is
with me now. Who can be against me?
He has given me
everything I need for life and godliness. Therefore, I participate in his divine nature of love. Amen. That's Romans 31. 2 Corinthians 6:16, John 10:10, and 2 Peter 1:3-4. Hallelujah. Well, you may be hearing a deep voice in the background, and our very own Pastor Mark is here with me and Pastor Mom this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. What a wonderful, wonderful surprise today. Glory to God. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. So I feel like I need to hear my dancing song today. Maybe somebody want to dance with me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I just feel like I just need to do my joy song. And this is Joy's Medley. By our friend Minister Joy Bryant. Hallelujah. So let's praise the Lord today. Glory to God.
I want to take you back to the old time way, the way we used to have church, that good old time religion. God gave me this verse in my private time with him. He gave me the verse and I want to give it back to him. It goes like this. I've got so much to thank God for. I've got so much to thank God for. I'm back up on my throne each and every day. I've got so much to thank God for. I come from, we used to have devotion, and the deacons would come together, stand before the congregation, and they start a little hymn like this. They say, Jesus is on the main line, tell him what you want.
Keep ringing in my soul.
Hey, hey.
Joy bell,
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Every now and then you just got to throw your head back and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So we thank you this morning. He's been so good to us, hasn't he? Amen. All the plans he has for us, all and more than anything, all the love he has for us. He's a good God. Hallelujah. He's good. Amen. Amen. I think about my little niece when I always say when she was 2-3 years old, sitting in the cart at the Walmart, and she was sitting there. I was in another aisle, and she threw her head back. She was just a singing. And she said, I say the Lord is good all the time. I say the Lord is good all the time. And I went to the next aisle, and I looked, and there she was sitting in the cart with her little 2-3-year-old self just singing her little heart out. Amen. So the Lord is good. Hallelujah. And that little girl now is a grown woman, just graduated from college, and is going to be a teacher. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And so we'll go on to our prayer for finances. Oh, y'all, you know we need that. Hallelujah. We needed it before. We always need it. You know, right now we really, truly, for really real, need our prayer for finances. Amen. And as we go into our time of tithes and offerings, once again, we know that this is a wealth transfer. There's a wealth transfer that's going on right now. And maybe you might say to yourself, well, I ain't seen nothing, but I'll say this to you. You ain't seen nothing yet. Hallelujah, because God is God. Amen. And he has some great plans for us. We just have to stay in position because he's doing things in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Hallelujah. And before you know it, the blessing's going to be here. And you'll be looking back on it and saying, wow, thank you, Lord. I am in position to receive what you have for me. Amen. So let's pray our prayer over our finances, and then we'll do our tithes and offerings. So we're in the position. We'll have some prayers, some declarations out there, and hallelujah. And when we need it, all be there for his glory. Amen. So repeat after me, Lord, I commit my finances to you. Be in charge of them and use them for your purpose. May I be a good steward of all you give me, and walk in agreement as to how it's to be dispersed. Help me to remember that all I have belongs to you and to be grateful for it. I pray that I will find it easy to give to you and to others as you have instructed in your word. Give me wisdom to handle money wisely. May I always be paid well for the work I do. And may my money not be stolen, lost, devoured, destroyed, or wasted. Multiply it. So what I make and what I have will go a long way. I pray that I will not be anxious about finances, but will seek kingdom first, knowing that as I do, I will have all I need. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. And in this day and age, those words from the word of God, they are meaningful words because his word stands forever. Money keeps changing. Prices keep changing. But the word of God stands forever. Hallelujah. So giving to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, there are three ways that you can give. The first way is Cash App. And our Cash App is ESLCCC, which stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. If you're here at the Heritage House, you can give at the door, and that's 2E. You can also mail your tithes and offerings and make your check payable to ESLCCC, which stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church, 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Praise God. And we thank God that you all have been giving in all those various ways. Praise God. Amen. So let's pray over our tithes and offerings right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that your word says that if we would tithe, hallelujah, give that 10% of whatever we get in, of whatever money we have when we get paid, 10% out of that, when we get gifts, 10% out of that. Amen. And we thank you, Lord God. You said, try you, test you on this to see, won't you open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that would be too much for us to receive. Hallelujah. So in St. Louis, around this time, I don't know if it's still doing it, but last night, it rained. It rained a lot. It rained hard. Can you imagine God blessing you like a hard rain? With the windows of heaven being open, and that's how he wants to bless us so much. You know, sometimes it rains so hard, you know, it seems like the heavens are open and so much rain that there's a flood. There's flooding around in this area, in the St. Louis area, maybe in your area as well where you are. Yes, imagine God blessing you in such a way that it's like it's flood of resources. And I'm not just talking about finances. I'm talking about good health. I'm talking about being able to bless other people. Hallelujah. And that's what he does as we tithe, give tithes and offerings. And then he says that he will rebuke the devourer for our sakes, which means there'll be no holes in our pockets with money dripping out and we didn't even know it was coming out. He'll stop the enemy from messing with our money. You know, people say their money is funny. Well, I think y'all know what that saying means. And so, you know, the Lord will rebuke the devil so that he won't try to make our money funny and that the money can be used to God's glory. Hallelujah. So we thank God for the tithers. We thank God for those who are giving offerings. And now with offerings, the word of God says, give and it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall he give unto your bosom. So God said, well, men will give unto your bosom. So people around you, they may know you, they may not know you, but they'll begin to give to you. Hallelujah. And then we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10-11 that says that God will make us a thousandfold more than we are right now and bless us as he has promised. And so, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for this great opportunity by your spirit, Lord God. We thank you that we are in position to receive the wealth transfer. As it comes through, we shall receive it, Lord God. We give you praise and glory and honor for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I always say that I, you know, if you have a testimony, let us know about it. Once again, I was sharing with you all that mom has a certain kind of equipment and it's out of her insurance network. So we have to fill out paperwork and send it in, and then they reimburse us. Well, there's a group of people that I'm on with on Facebook who are just really complaining because they have not been able to get any reimbursement for this equipment. And hallelujah, the Lord has made it so that we've been able to get the reimbursement. I don't think it's an accident or an incident. I don't think it's a, I know it is God. Hallelujah. And that through tithes and offerings, we are in the position to be able to receive. And so, you know, I continue to pray for them as well that they'll be able to receive it too. However, I do know that that's part of our tithes and offerings, that we're able to get reimbursed for that equipment. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God for that. Glory to God. So please let me know anytime you all have any testimonies. We want to share that because it's very, extremely important, amen, to share it and encourage one another's hearts on that. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to get ready to go into the word today. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Amen. Well, just before we go into the word, I want to play another joy song. Amen. And it's called Unspeakable Joy by Minister Joy Bryant. Praise God. Unspeakable joy. That's what we're looking forward to with our glorification time. Amen.
Jesus washed away my sins.
Joy unspeakable, full of glory.
Paid the price, now forever I'm his.
Joy unspeakable, pathway bright.
He promised me in his holy pages.
Joy unspeakable, full of glory.
He'd walk with me through the endless ages.
Joy, 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 joy unspeakable joy, joy, unspeakable joy, joy, unspeakable joy. He brings joy unspeakable.
Hallelujah. Well, you can't even say nothing. You just got to go, ha, 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 ha. Hallelujah. Joy, unspeakable joy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for that great joy. Father, as we go into the word today, we bless you. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the joy, unspeakable joy. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For as we can just look forward to our time of glorification, Lord God. And we just thank you, Lord God, that today we'll have a better idea. We'll have a better perspective of what glorification is going to look like for us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God. And I just open up myself. I know that there's so much that I do not know, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So I yield myself to you, Lord God, and say, Lord God, just use me for your glory, Lord God. Speak to me, speak through me, speak to each and every one of our hearts that's here today. There's something that you want us to know about glorification, hallelujah, that will give us joy, unspeakable joy, and full of glory, because that's where we're going to be, full of glory. We give you praise and we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, I can recall when we started this series about the three stages of salvation, justification, sanctification, and glorification. And we knew when we were getting started with this that this was going to be one of those series that would have its own life by the Spirit of God, and we would just take our time and just go through it. Well, I went back in on my calendar and realized we've been doing this this series since January. So it has been 6 months. But I just, you know, I kept saying, okay, God. And he was giving me a piece on it. Take your time with it. Take your time. You know, I've heard of some churches doing a series that lasted 5 years. I don't think this one's going to last 5 years. But, you know, I'm going to take my time with it and do what he says to do, because I think that this is important. Hallelujah. And it hasn't, you know, it hasn't been every Sunday. It's, you know, I usually speak either one or two times every month. So that's what's been going on as well. But we're not in a hurry. Amen. We're in our sanctification process. We're learning. We're growing. It's a wonderful, beautiful, joyous journey with the Lord. So the last time I spoke on this was back in May. And so I'm going to go over our review of the three stages of salvation, justification, sanctification, and glorification. And then we're going to go into a little deeper on glorification. I sent all of you who gets a text from me, you may or may not have seen it, but I sent you the scriptures that we're going to be reading through today. We're going to be talking about the five aspects of five aspects, not the five aspects, but five aspects of glorification. So if you are willing to read, please press your number one key, and we will have you reading. Amen. So, you know, help us out today. We're not there yet, but just begin to press your number one key if you are available to read today. And check out your text to make sure that you do have sent you with the scriptures on it. Okay? If you happen not to have it, text me. I'm going to try to stay, try to be able to see the text as I'm going on. But once again, if you are willing to read today, press your number one key, and when it's time, we will ask you to read. Praise God. So far, we have one person, and, you know, maybe the number one key is not working. If you have pressed your number one key, text me and let me know that you're available to read. I think everybody has my number that's on the line today. So let's do our review. Justification. Now, salvation comprises justification, sanctification, and glorification. So justification is the act by which God pronounces a sinner to be righteous because of that sinner's faith. The moment that we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we are justified. And justification is deliverance from the penalty of sin. Amen. We have no more penalty of sin. Praise God. And a justification is as if you never sinned. When God looks at us, he sees his sinless son, Jesus. Praise God. Because at that time, we are hid in Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now with sanctification. Sanctification is the deliverance from the power of sin. And it's in the presence. It's a present and continuous process of the believer becoming Christ-like. Hallelujah. And this is accomplished by the Holy Spirit's power and presence. And so because the Holy Ghost is with us, because we are justified, we're born again, Christ is in us, the hope of glory, then the Holy Spirit begins to work on the inside of us to cause us to be Christ-like, to become Christ-like. And so during the sanctification process, we have a process of going through becoming victorious over the flesh, over the world, and over the devil. So that's what happens. So when we are born again, justification, then we enter into that sanctification process. Hallelujah, where we're becoming more Christ-like, and we have power over sin. Glory to God. Sin that maybe might have had us bound up about 5 years ago, as we stick and stay with the Holy Ghost, as we stand on the Word of God, you know, we have deliverance from that. We have victory over that sin. Praise God. And I thank God for it, because there was some stuff I used to do and say and all that manner of things that by the Holy Ghost, I don't do no more. And I said that on purpose. I don't do it no more. No more, no more. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And then the last part of of our salvation process or stage is glorification. And this is God's final removal of sin from the life of the saint so that we stand faultless before him in glory in eternity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're in glorification. We are delivered from the very presence of sin. We're no longer in the presence of sin. And with justification and sanctification, sin is still around us. But when we're glorified, we'll no longer be in the presence of sin. Talk about a party. Not only will we not be in the presence of sin, but we'll be in the presence of God. Hallelujah. We'll be absent from these bodies. Come on. We'll be absent from these bodies that we have right now, and we will be present with the Lord for eternity. Glory to God. And as I began to read the word, go through research on this, there are some things that I learned. Very, very interesting things that I learned because I didn't know it was like that. Hallelujah. And the word backs it up. So hallelujah. So let's we're going to focus on glorification. And I just know right now we're not going to make it through all this. Pastor Mark looked at my text and he said, I don't think you're going to make it through this. and I mean, he wasn't saying that in a bad way, but he's right. You know, all of these five aspects could be, a series, a five-part series just all by itself. Amen. And so let's go back again to glorification. Glorification is the last redemptive act of God. It'll happen when Christ returns and raises from the dead the bodies of all believers for all time who have died and reunites us with our souls and changes the bodies of all believers who remain alive, giving all believers at the same time perfect resurrection bodies like his own. Wow. That is awesome. That's awesome. Amen. And he's going to take us who are alive and us who are dead and reunite us with our souls and change our body. Amen. I feel like jumping up right now. You know, get ready to meet him in the air. Glory to God. So now the last time I spoke on this, and you can go back and listen to the you can listen to the podcast on it. And you just need to Google Get 'em Radio, GITM Radio, and put space salvation, and it should pop up, and you'll see our Blog Talk Radio platform, and be able to click on that, and we have over 1,200 broadcasts out there, and so you'll be able to listen to this in its entirety, and take your time, go back, read the scriptures on it, because it's a good thing to know about glorification, because we're headed there. All believers are headed for glorification. Praise God. And, the last time I spoke, I ended with, that we're waiting for Jesus to come back before we can be glorified together. And this is something we're doing together. Glorification is not just something that happens to you by yourself at a certain time, me by myself at a certain time, but we're doing this together. And really, what the glorification is the body of Christ, the bride of Christ, coming together at one time. When he comes, the head, he is the head. When he comes to get us, we're the body, his body that comes together. We're his body, we're his bride that comes together. And the last time I closed with this, I liked this so much, where, Jesus said, I'm coming back soon. In Revelation 22 and verse 20, it says, yes, I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Well, gee, it's been over 2,000 years that he said he was coming back soon. Well, he's not a liar. And so he speaks in his own time. And I was saying how my nephew, Pastor Maurice, was preaching one of my nephew's eulogy, and he began to talk about that, you know, in heaven, 1,000 years is as a day on earth. And so he began to talk about it. And so I did some research myself and looked at some numbers myself. I'm kind of a numbers person, too. And so 1,000 years, amen, in heaven is as a day. So someone who died 20 years ago, well, let me go back and say, so Jesus said, I'll be back soon. Well, it's only been a couple of days in his eyes, okay? It's only been a couple of days. And so think about people who died. And when I'm talking about how we're coming together as the body of Christ. We're coming together as the bride of Christ, which is his body. And so someone who died 20 years ago has been absent from their body and present with the Lord for about a half an hour. They died 10 years ago, it's been about 15 minutes. 5 years ago, 7.5 minutes. 40 years ago, 1 hour. 80 years ago, 2 hours. 100 years ago, 2.5 hours. So the disciples who died about 2,000 years ago, they've only been in heaven for a couple of hours. So our time, you know, his time and our time are very different. And then the way that he is going to glorify us as his body and as his bride is going to be in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And before we know it, these bodies that we've been dealing with, come on, somebody. These bodies that we have been dealing with, amen, we won't have to deal with these bodies as they are, because they're going to be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Hallelujah. So there are five, we're going to talk about five aspects of glorification. These aren't the only aspects of glorification, but that's what we're going to talk about today. So, and we'll get to the first two or something, and then we'll come back. So, hallelujah. We may not even get to that. Let's see, because I'm hearing something here. Let's go to John chapter 14. That's not even on our list, but Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Stop laughing, Pastor Mark.
I'm praising God, baby. I just praise him in a laugh. Praising him with a laugh.
Amen. Let's go. He's just laying on my heart. John chapter 14. Let's go to John chapter 14. Ooh. Hallelujah. We both hallelujah. Amen. John chapter 14, it starts with, and this is one of my favorite scriptures, as he took me back years ago and had me to memorize this. So it says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. And by the way, I've preached a bunch of home-going services, and this scripture comes to me when I'm preaching home-going services, because that person is in a place of glorification. Praise God. John 14, verse 2, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. And so Thomas said to him, Lord, you know, that's doubting Thomas. he still had the doubt. He hadn't gone into the my God, my Lord and my God place. He hadn't gone there yet. Said, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So we could go on further with that, but let's go back up to verse 2. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again. Hallelujah. Let's go back to the place. Amen. So glorification and going, because this is, we're going to be with the Lord. He was telling the disciples this. This was one of the last things that he was saying to the disciples, his time with them before he left the earth. And before he was crucified, kind of, I don't know, it wasn't like a deathbed kind of thing, because he knew he was going on further. But he knew that there was a change from the time where he was with them right then to what would happen after this time. And so he was telling them things that they did not understand. Just like right now, I mean, we can read in the Word. And we can read about glorification. We can read like he's saying, I'm going to prepare a place for you. We don't have a full understanding of it right now, but we will. We will. And the whole thing is to trust him, to believe what he says, even though we don't understand it all, but to believe it, to trust, and to hold on to it. So when he says, my Father's house has many mansions, there are many mansions. Hold up. Mansions are big. Mansion, you ever seen a mansion before on Beverly Hillbillies, right? And you see that they lived in this big mansion with the cement pond in the back and everything. And they had this huge mansion. And Jesus says, my Father's house has many mansions. So we're talking about a great, big, big, big house. And if it were not so, I would have told you. So he said, I'm not lying. And there's a place in the Word that says that if the Word of God does not come to pass, if one jot or one tittle of the Word of God does not come to pass, everything falls apart. Okay? So he's saying, I'm telling you the truth right here, and I'm going to prepare a place for you. Now, the thing is, this is a place, a real place. We have our pronouns, person, place, or thing. This is a real place. Glorification is not just a feeling, or something like that, but we'll be going to a place with him, and we're meeting him there. So he's going to prepare a place for us, and he said, I will come again. So here's this, I will come, and we just read the scripture about he said he was coming soon. Glory to God. And receive you unto myself. That's big right there. He's going to receive us into himself. That's why, with his glorious appearing, he's going to appear in the sky, and then we're going to come up to meet him in the air. And we're going to receive, he's going to receive us unto himself, that where he is, there we will be also. And so he was telling them where I'm going, And Thomas said, we don't know where you're going. And how can we know the way? And so Jesus said, and we kind of talk about Thomas being the doubter. But still, because he said that, we realize, Jesus let us know that he is the way, the truth, and the life, that no man comes unto the Father but by him. So with this word, as we're saying today, in our first stage, our first aspect is this is a result of our salvation. Our glorification is a result of our salvation. Unless we are saved, there's no glorification that comes. It doesn't come unless we are saved. Can God save you in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye? Can he save us? Yes. When he was on the cross and the man, you know, one, there was a thief on the right and one on the left. But the one that said, remember me, that's all he said was remember me, you know, when you come into your kingdom. And then the Lord said to him, you're going to be with me in paradise. Hallelujah. So once again, we see that this glorification is a place that we are going to. Okay, so we got a lot of reading here, and I'm going to talk in between the reading. Okay, so maybe we can have a few people who will be reading, and we're starting with Romans. See here. No, we're not starting with Romans. We're starting with Hebrews 2, 9 through 13. That's where we're starting. Okay. Okay. And so we have, okay, I'm getting my screen here together. It keeps flopping over somewhere. Okay, thank you, Minister Carrie. And I believe that Minister Amber, who's going to be reading for us today. So we're talking about glorification as a result of our sanctification. And we're looking at Hebrews 2, 9 through 13. Hi, Minister Carey. Thank you so much.
Good morning.
You got it? Good morning.
Yes. Good morning.
Okay, so you can go ahead and read that Hebrews 2, 9 through 13 when you have it. And then Minister Amber, you'll have 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 7.
Okay, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9 to 13, it states, but we do see Jesus, who was made lower than the angels for a little while, now crowned with glory and honored because he suffered death, so that by the grace of God he may taste death for everyone, in bringing many sons and daughters to glory. It was fitting that God, through whom everything exists, should make the pioneers of their salvation perfect through what he suffered, both the one who makes people holy and those who are made holy are of the same family. So Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters. He says, I will declare your name to my brother and sisters, and the assembly I will sing your praises. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, he says, here I am and the children God has given me.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's look at that statement where it says, our Lord is made lower than the angels. Amen. So it looks like what he's done is he's stripped, some of his glory off, or his glory came off so that he could suffer in death. Amen. So everything that he went through he really went through it. He didn't just kind of step out and then come back. He actually, he went through it. And hallelujah. And so by the grace of God, he did go through it and he tasted death. He went through this and loved the part, yet was crowned with glory. And he wants to us to understand that no matter what we suffer, there's going to be glory after that. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. And love that, again, you know, we can put our trust in him and know that he's going to take us through. He went through himself. So he's well acquainted with all that we're going through here because he went through it. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So our glorification is a result of our salvation. When we lay hold to what he did, we believe what he did, we confess with our mouth, believe in our heart what he did, then we get to partake in that. Hallelujah. Amen. Minister Amber, and we're going to glorification is described as a relationship with Christ. And open up your line, maybe not. 2 Corinthians 4 and 7. Hold on. Going to open up your line. There we go. Minister Amber? Oh, wait a minute. That might not be your line. That was as Minister Rachel, excuse me. Minister Rachel, welcome. Minister Rachel and family.
Hi. I have the scripture. Let me see.
Okay.
2 Corinthians 4, right? You want me to read it?
Yeah. Yeah, 4 and verse 7.
Okay. Come on, Marcus.
Hello?
2 Corinthians 4, verse 7.
2 Corinthians 4, verse 7.
Mm-hmm. Come on. Come on, my blessing. It's right here. But we have... Okay. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellence...
Oh, my God.
Yes.
That the excellency of the power may be of God
and not of us.
We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are, hold on.
Yet not distressed.
We are
perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but never destroyed.
It says, but not destroyed.
But not destroyed.
Always bearing,
always bearing about in the body of
the dying,
in the dying body of the Lord Jesus, that
also
the life also
Jesus might be manifest in our body.
Okay.
Amen. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you. That was
great. Love y'all. Yes.
Love you too. Thank you. Thank you so much. Amen. Hallelujah. So we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Hallelujah. We have this treasure. Amen. Amen. And he is in us. Hallelujah. He is in us. Christ in you, the hope of glory. God, he lives on the inside of us. And that's something that sometimes is hard for people to even realize that, or put, like they say, you know, wrap your head around that, to realize that, yes, he is in us. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And, you know, for so many years, and we're talking about that glorification is our relationship. It's very much a part of our relationship with Jesus Christ. And God gives us an opportunity to know Christ in us while we are here on earth, even before that time of glorification. You know, the Bible even talks about how, like, we're going to be changed. And I said this before, we're going to be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. And the only way that we can be changed, the way that the Lord wants us to be changed and enter into this glorification, is that we have to have Christ on the inside of us. We have to have this treasure in vessels, you know, that the excellency of God may just come forth through us. And I was thinking about, you know, and other things like in sanctification, I was able to say, you know, there's some things that I've done in sanctification and sharing that, how God has worked, the Holy Spirit has worked through me to help me to walk through this sanctification process. And you all were able to share, you know, what the Lord has done in you as well with. And so I was thinking of examples of, you know, how we could talk about glorification. And a couple of things came to mind, because God is so wonderful that around us every day we have a glimpse going to be like to get to that glorification, that time of glorification. And what I thought about was a seed being sown into the ground. I'm in awe of anything that grows, plants. You know, we have plants here. In my lifetime, I've never been able to really grow plants until now. And now we got plants growing all over. We have so many plants. They're getting so big here, and that's a new thing for me. And another thing is what I'm in awe of is when I see people growing fruits and vegetables. A seed was planted into the ground, and the interesting part was that seed, if you looked at that seed before it went into the ground, you really wouldn't know what it would come up to be until you looked at the outside of the package, of the seed package, and then you could see what it's supposed to grow up to be. Well, we're like that seed. Who we are right now is not even what we're going to look like and be like when we are glorified, but it will be us. Hallelujah. We'll be like that seed that was put into the ground and that died. And the Lord himself transformed that seed into that plant, our glorified body, what we're going to have. But without Christ in us, without that treasure in the earthen vessel, the seed is just going to fall to the ground and just die. But because we have Christ in us, the hope of glory, we're going to come out with these awesome resurrected bodies. And we're going to be able to come out the way that he did. You know, when he was with the disciples, you know, after he was resurrected, he looked different than himself. And then they're like walking with him on the road to Emmaus. They were walking with him. They didn't even know that that was really him. you know, until he sat down and he broke bread with them. And then they knew. So there's going to be something about our resurrected body in relationship to the Lord. We're going to be changed, and we're going to be more like him. And even right now, we get to be more like him in this sanctification process. So all of that is related to our relationship with him. Another example of what it's going to be like to change and be glorified, you know, and as we're in our relationship, as Christ is in us, I think about the caterpillar. Now, a caterpillar is, you know, slinking around on the ground, looking like a little worm. But you can't really tell what that little worm, that little caterpillar, is going to turn into just by looking at him. But then when he goes into that cocoon and part of him dies, and then he comes forth as a beautiful butterfly. So that's what our glorification process is going, our glorification is going to look like. So, yeah. Amen. Amen. And I'll say this, no aches and pains. Hallelujah. Those who could not see before will be able to see. Amen. Hallelujah. Those who were not able to walk will be able to walk. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was just thinking about my little cousin who passed away a couple of days ago. She was only 24 years old, 23, 24. She never walked. When she was born, her little legs they grew backwards. And I happened to be there the day that she was born, and she came out, and I was visiting in town, and because I was clergy, they allowed me to go in the hospital. And I was able to see what she actually looked like before they had all this surgery on her after that to turn things around in her body. But hallelujah. And I'll just say by the Spirit of God that she is absent from the body and present with the Lord. And for the first time, she's walking. She's probably running and flying and having a good time. Praise God. But all of her life here on earth, she was in a wheelchair. And, you know, with this glorification, when God glorifies us, because we have that earthen vessel, we are that earthen vessel, and his treasure is on the inside of us, hallelujah, we will be transformed. Hallelujah. We don't know it all right now, but we will know it then. Amen. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and stop here. In the next time we come back, it will be in July, we'll be talking about glorification, how it involves the return of Jesus Christ. We'll talk about the resurrection of our physical bodies. We kind of touched on that a little bit today, but we'll go into that as well. You know, there's going to be a resurrection of us when Jesus returns. We have that treasure in us. What happens to the people who don't have the treasure? Talk about that. There will be a resurrection. We'll all be resurrected, but there's a difference. Some will be resurrected unto life and some unto death. And we absolutely don't want that. We want everybody we know, everybody around us to go with us. Amen. And then we'll talk about also the glorification causes a rejoicing in our heart. Hallelujah. So we'll go into that. And as I said, we're going to take our time because this is an eternal thing. And this is something that when it comes our time to go and to be with the Lord, the more we know about what the Bible says is going to happen, the more peace we're going to have. I've seen some people, I've been with people when they're about to transition. The most beautiful time that I've seen was a man, I didn't know him, but I was asked to go to his house to see him in the hospital by some mutual friends that we had. And this man was, he was laying in the bed. He had not had anything to eat or to drink for 2 days, and he had been non-responsive for 2 days. And so when I came in the hospital room, I spoke with his wife and everything, and the Lord told me to just begin to praise him and worship him. I went into a praise and a worship by the Spirit of God. And this man who had been non-responsive for 2 days, he couldn't get up or anything, but I remember him putting his elbows were on the bed, his hand was still his elbow on the bed, and he began to move his hand back and forth. And he was worshiping the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it wasn't too long after that he went home to be with the Lord. He knew some things. He knew some things about the Lord. He had spent time worshiping the Lord. And so when worship began to happen right there, and I'm sure people had prayed, but maybe nobody went into a worship. He was waiting on a worship. Hallelujah. And he jumped in and began to worship. And it was one of those times where I knew it wasn't just me singing. You ever sang like that? It's like being in the best shower. Because, you know, when you sing in the shower, it sounds better than anything. And so it was like being in a real good shower of the Holy Ghost, and this man just began to move his arms back and forth. And we all just, you know, his wife was just weeping, knowing that he was a worshiper and he was worshiping the Lord. And then I've been with people who are about to transition, and they have fear in their eyes. I mean, fear, bad fear. And I remember this lady, and I was trying to talk to her and just comfort her and, you know, give her, you know, some peace and everything. But she was so afraid of the unknown. And this is our glorification. We're going to be absent from the body, present with the Lord, that we can know. There's a lot of things, come on, there's a lot of things that we don't know. But when we look in the Word of God, these are the things that we can know. And the more we learn about it, the more we choose to believe it and to walk in it. And then right now we can even talk to the Lord about it, and we can hear from him. And the more we do that, the more we're ready for this time of glorification with him, because that's where the real party is. Hallelujah. Amen. When we're absent from the body, present with the Lord, and no longer in the presence of sin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So those of you who are listening, if you've listened this far, God bless you. Thank you. Amen. And we want to pray the prayer of salvation. Praise God. We want, hallelujah. We want people to be saved. We want you to have this treasure in your earthen vessel. We want you to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. So loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So he loves us so much, and he wants us to have that everlasting life. And that everlasting life is that glorification. Hallelujah. When we leave these bodies and go to our new bodies, that into everlasting life, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We can do that when we are born again, and he loves us so much that he wants us to have that. And then in Romans 10:9, it says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Hallelujah. I love what we've read since we've been going through this. And we'll read it again probably the next time that we talk about glorification, is that those who are justified, and I'm paraphrasing, those who are justified shall be glorified. So when you pray this prayer, you shall be justified, as if you have never sinned, as if sin had never touched you in any way. You'll be hid in Christ Jesus, and Christ Jesus will be hid in you. And you'll be ready for your sanctification process and to be glorified. Hallelujah, to step into glorification. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I believe. You died for me.
You died for me.
And God raised you.
And God raised you.
From the dead.
From the dead.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
And be my Savior.
And be my Savior.
Show me your way.
Show me your way.
And help me to follow you.
And help me to follow you.
And now I know.
And now I know.
According to your word.
According to your word.
I'm born again.
I'm born again.
I'm redeemed.
I'm redeemed.
I'm justified. And heaven is my home.
And heaven is my home.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
And we want to pray with you right now in the name of Jesus. We pray that the Lord will fill you, baptize you with his Holy Spirit and with power. So you have power to live right, power to walk right, power to do right. And when you read the word of God, hallelujah, you'll have power to understand the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Lord, we just thank you right now that they are filled to overflowing with your Holy Spirit and with power, and that their prayer language will come through in the name of Jesus. They'll be able to pray in their special prayer language in tongues. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We prayed with a young lady over the phone about 2 weeks ago to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. And she didn't speak in tongues right that second, but she did within the next couple of days. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we pray that for you as well. And then we want to invite you to go to church. We want to invite you to go to a Bible-believing church, whether it's there in your neighborhood or whether it's with us at the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcast. Hallelujah. And I'll tell you about what we do here. And these programs, these internet radio programs have been designed by the Lord to help you to learn and to grow in your salvation. Hallelujah. And so we meet every Sunday at the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, and all of the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. You can reach us by calling 516-418-5699. Amen. So every Sunday, we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Jamal McCoy is our senior pastor, and I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, your apostolic pastor. Praise God. Now, next Sunday is the first Sunday in July. So the first Sunday of every month, we still meet here, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, and it is the first Sunday of the month, so we'll be having communion. And what you do is you get your communion element. You can get bread, juice, You can have crackers if you just have water there. Jesus turned the water into wine, so you can have that. And so bring your communion elements and be ready. And also we have tag team preaching on the first Sunday. And so you can come with a scripture, a topic, and you can preach for 5 minutes. Praise God. With some people, if you'd like to read your devotional, something that you read from a devotional during the week, you can bring that and share. You have 5 minutes to read that and share with us. You can also read some scriptures from the Bible. Praise God. We just want you to share what God has invested in you. Amen. So hope to see you on next Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And then on Mondays, every Monday, we have Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures, and that's our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Navarro. She's a wonderful Bible teacher from Ohio, and she teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as she digs into the Word. So she's with us every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. And then on Tuesdays, we have our prayer time, and we call it Praying in Tongues Tuesday. We have about 4 volunteers who pray in tongues for about 15 minutes at a time, and then we have interpretation of tongues. It is no less than awesome. So join us every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And then the second Wednesday of every month, we have our healing service, and we call it prophetic healing. The next one will be Wednesday, July the 13th, and of course that'll be here before we know it. Wednesday, July the 13th, and you call in. What happens is that the Lord reveals to us ailments that'll be healed, and people call in and get healed. Hallelujah, because what God reveals, he heals. Amen, amen. So join us Wednesday, July 13th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Set your cell phone alarm. Mark your calendar. Clear your calendar. Tell your friends and your family. And if you need healing, come on. Get healed. Hallelujah. Because God does show up on those second Wednesdays. Praise God. And then on Thursdays, we have the Thursday edition of God in the Mist, Get 'em Radio. And we have different topics. Now, this month, we just finished out Wise Fathers Month. And next month coming up, we're looking forward to having a preacher with us. So she's going to give us an interview first, and then we're going to have some preaching. Amen. And so we look forward to hearing from her on those Thursdays in July. Praise God. 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Oh, and excuse me, we have one more Thursday of Wise Fathers Month coming up this Thursday. And we're going to have Minister Damian Campbell from New Jersey who's going to be with us. He has 3 sons. So what it's like to raise sons at this day and time in the 21st century. So that's going to be interesting. Speaking with him on this Thursday. Praise God. Praise God. So before we go, if anyone has any comments that they want to make, they want to encourage the woman of God, the Lord laid something on your heart while we were ministering today, press your number 1 key. Right now I see Minister Carrie, your number 1 key is still pressed. Minister Rachel and family, your number 1 key is still pressed. And Pastor Price, I see yours pressed as well. I think you were just raising your hand to read the scripture, but we'll open up your line. Amen. Welcome, Pastor Price.
Oh, God bless you, Apostle. God bless you today. I was just had pressed my key just to make a comment about the service today. Glory to God.
Wonderful.
I want to thank God for you too. Oh yes, Yeah, I want to thank God for you, Apostle, and Pastor Mom, Pastor Mark, and all of the precious saints in their respective places. I want to thank God for the word today. Thank God again for the pearls to ponder. I praise God for being that judge of all the earth, the righteous judge. And I thank God for the songs that you played today. I like the first one. And thank God about the crown of righteousness, the first song that you sang, played. And I love that second one, that beautiful song, Give Eternal Praise. And then when you came to the end, one of the things that God has been having me minister on in these little 1 minute videos on basic training in spiritual warfare, we're on the third part of that we're ministering about who we are in Christ Jesus. And one of the things that just really blessed my heart this morning was that glorification, you said, is about our relationship with Him and how we're going to be changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. And I loved about the examples that you gave. And the first one was about glorification daily, how seed is sown in the ground and plants, we're like people growing like it's like fruits and vegetables. And I thought about Big Mama. All I could see the vision of Big Mama out there on 18th and Gady with that great big garden that she had in the backyard with them great big dogs, Rough and Rowdy, out there. And how God has truly blessed you to begin to work with seeds. And you said, we're like that seed. That we're God's garden. And one of the things, the last thing I want to say about that was, we've been talking about in the last few of these little videos that God has been making about the fact of who we are in Christ Jesus, who we are in Him, and how we're His workmanship. We're created in Christ Jesus for good works. But then on the other hand, I thought about that this message is geared, the ones that I do, are mostly geared for people who are believers in Christ, telling them their identity of who they are in Christ. And you said that without Christ in us, the seed of our life dies. We're like, but you said in Christ, we come up ultimately with resurrected bodies. And I just thank God for that, because even though God created us, He made us, every one of us, for a purpose and plan. Every single one of us have been made for a purpose and plan that can only be developed and come forth when we're in Christ Jesus. So then when we become in Christ Jesus, we become no ordinary people. I thought about that. No ordinary people. You know, they talk about Superman and super people. We become God's children. That glorification process begins to be manifested in this earth realm. We're able to decree and declare a thing. We're almost like those, if we can ever understand and see who we really are. We're who we, you know, I think it was County Cullen, one of them that said, hey, black child, do you know who you are, who you really, really are? And then the Lord had me to do a little while back. He said, now, hey, Christian child, do you know who you are? Do we know? And that's why glorification, this whole message is about glorification. Even the second example that you gave is about the caterpillar who transforms into the beautiful butterfly. Our glorification, I thought about when you said no aches and no pains. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That we will be transformed. And then I thought about again that not only then, but even now. Because it says we can have a little of heaven on earth. It's like days of heaven on earth with Christ. That even though things may look like they're going to stay the same, but because of Jesus Christ and His glorification process in us, things can be changed. Even now, in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, as you said, not only will we be changed when we go to be with the Lord, but He's raising up ones of us now to see who we are in Him. As I close off with this, I thought about again about the eagle whose egg got mixed up with the chickens. When he was born, and he was scratching around like the chickens and eating worms and being just like a chicken. And then one day when he spied up and looked up and saw an eagle, and the eagle was soaring, he wanted to soar and fly like the eagle. But he didn't know he was an eagle himself until one day he decided to experiment and began to soar like that eagle. And that's what we are. We're just no ordinary people. Even in that glorification process that you're talking about today, it just touched my heart because we're no ordinary people. Hallelujah. Yeah. That glorification daily. Hallelujah. How we're being changed even while we yet here live. And that God, I pray that God will give us that mentality to see who we really, really are in him and can be able to go forth in all that he's called us to do. So I thank God for the word that you ministered to touch my heart. I thank God for you and for Pastor Mom and Pastor Mark and for every person online. And God bless you. And I'll go back on mute now. God bless you all.
Amen. And thank you. Thank you for your comments, Pastor Price. I was thinking of something that I read recently, and because it was talking about these, we are these treasures in earthen vessels. And back in the day when they were making the earthen vessels, the clay pot, they would make the clay pot not look so good. They would do it quick. You know, it wouldn't be a pretty clay pot. And those are the ones that they put the most, their valuables in, the clay pots that didn't look so good. Because if somebody broke in, and were looking, they would look at something that looked more fancy. And so they would mess with the thing that looked more fancy. So they would put the treasure in the clay pot that didn't look so good. And I thought about that, you know, with us and with our relationship with the Lord. If we look like who we really were, completely and totally, it'd be kind of like Moses, you know, with we'd be shining bright and everything. Now, some people, the Lord will allow them see us, you know, and sometimes we are allowed to see one another the way, you know, what the Lord is doing. We're allowed to see a glimpse of that treasure that's on the inside of us. Praise God. And with his wisdom, he knows he couldn't have us looking like, you know, little bright, shiny stars. Not right now. Not right now. But when we're glorified, we're going to be looking like that. Amen. I do believe. Hallelujah. So thank you. Thank you for your comments, Pastor Price. Praise God. Now, Minister Carey, I see your number one key is still pressed. Did you want to say anything? Minister Carey?
I'm here. I thank God for you all for the message that went forth today. I just thank the Lord, you know, as we talk about the scriptures, how the rest in him comes and quiet in the spirit. And I just thank God for that today, the scriptures, you know, that you shared about even in the time of transition, that that peace is there. And there's no fighting in your spirit, but there's a rest as you go from one thing to the other. So I just thank God. Thank the Lord for that. That's it.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Hallelujah. Yeah, it makes a difference. I've seen it. And, you know, I believe that, you know, it makes a difference. The more that we have a relationship with God and the more that we love him, it's going to be easy to transition when it's time for us to go. Amen.
Yeah,
so thank you.
You know, I was a nurse. I worked as a nurse. And when we went through that, that reminded me of that, the clients, the patients that was there. And as you go in to even talk to them, even when they're going through, even when they were going through different things in their life, how when you knew him or walked with him, there was a difference in how you received things that came. Even as when you talk, you could tell the difference in the different ones that you took care of. Even you know, and sometimes in the confused state, when one of the persons was confused in their mind, there was not even a fight there. There was a rest even in that state too. So I just thank the Lord for his presence. I thank him for how and he does. He come in and he do a work no matter where you are. And so I just praise him for that. And to everyone, just blessings to everyone.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Carey. Praise God. And yeah, thank you for sharing that. I know you saw a lot as a nurse. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to get ready to close. Mom, can you have any comments you want to make, Pastor Mom?
Yeah, everything was nice and quiet today.
Amen. Thank you. That was good. Nice and quiet, huh?
Nice and quiet, yes.
Amen. Okay, so you want to close us out with prayer?
May the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch.
Wow.
Between me and thee.
Between me and thee.
Between me and thee. While we're out.
While we ask one for another. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Love you all. Hallelujah. And just pray that you all have a blessed rest of the day. And remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together.